I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Aw, the da. I love the da.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Glad you're with us on a fine Wednesday morning, everybody. Thanks so much. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. You can always listen to us across all of our wonderful affiliates nationwide. And north of the border, also Sirius XM, channel 206. Listen to us on your phone as well, radio.com, Apple Music, or on the CBS Sports app. And you can always check us out by watching us as well at watchda.com with a simulcast anywhere on any device. Joining us here on the show is five-time Olympic gold medalist Missy Franklin in studio. Missy, good morning. How you doing?
I'm so wonderful. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
You got it. It's amazing because you retired at the ripe old age of 24 when most of us think about retiring.
Yeah, exactly. It's totally normal, right?
It's that time in your life when you hit your mid-20s and you reassess what your life is all about.
All. I'm just ready to really settle down and just move to Hawaii. And
it's the twilight of your life at this point, you know?
Exactly.
And so now it's time to just relax for the final 90 years of your life.
I literally retired before my father did.
So this was in December, and you had such an amazing decorated career.
Thank you.
I mean, as a young teen, 13 years old, you're in the 08 Olympic trials. That is really young to be doing what you were doing, and you were winning gold medals, what have you. How difficult is that decision at just 24 to then walk away from the only thing that you've known your entire life?
It's incredibly challenging, and unfortunately, it wasn't totally up to me. It was a lot of my body telling me no. Which I think for any athlete, for any person, it's really hard when that happens, when you feel like there's still so much more you have to give and your body just isn't quite letting you. I went through a series of bilateral shoulder surgeries, came back to training, moved states, moved coaches, really gave it everything I had, found out I was going to need another bilateral shoulder surgery, about 6 months recovery each shoulder. Just left me about a year to prepare for 2020, and I really just didn't see that as a viable option, and the surgery only had about a 50% chance of reducing the pain. So in a lot of hard conversations and self-reflection, I just knew that I couldn't be in pain anymore. So I had to walk away, and it was so hard, but it was the right decision and the best decision for me, and now I'm really getting to enjoy the opportunities that swimming has given me for the first time.
How is retirement? How are you feeling your days?
I thought I would have a lot more free time.
Okay. Then you're doing it all wrong.
Apparently, I'm really bad at being retired. It's been crazy, honestly, but it's so funny. I learned that swimming was, you know, ironically, what gave me so many opportunities, but for so long, also the reason I couldn't necessarily pursue them at the time, because swimming was still my priority. I still had training, I still had competition, and you can't travel every week when swimming is your priority. You have to limit travel as much as possible. So when that's taken out of the equation, now all the work that I'm doing with foundations, with different sponsors, with public speaking, I get to go and do so many of these opportunities, which is amazing, but keeping me very busy.
Yeah. Five-time Olympic gold medal swimmer and Olympian Missy Franklin joining us here in studio. Was it at all, when you do something like this that's that competitive at such a young age, does your childhood suffer at all? Does it stunt those normal young experiences when you're 10, 11, 12, 13, 16, 18?
Yeah. My parents and I made a very intentional effort to make sure that it didn't. So that was so crucial for us, is my parents and I both knew that if I was a happy swimmer, I was going to be a fast swimmer. And for me to be happy, I needed to have balance. I don't think any of us ever wanted me to feel resentment to the sport in any way. So as silly as it seems, we really made that effort to make sure I went to prom. You know, I had to wake up at 4 a.m. the next morning and go to practice, but I went to prom. I made time to spend, you know, quality time with my friends on the weekend and go see movies and, you know, basic teenage stuff that I had a lot of other things going on, but we knew that that balance was going to be crucial if I wanted to maintain that longevity.
So when you penned your retirement letter for ESPNW, ESPN Women,
yes.
you have been open about dealing with personal struggles during rehab and other points in your career with depression, with anxiety, with insomnia.
Yeah.
What were the reasons behind that? It wasn't that you resented at all the life that, you know, perhaps was taken away from you as a quote-unquote normal kid. It was other things like the physicality part of it?
Yeah, I think I always did a really good job of keeping a sense of normalcy, but really where I failed to do that was leading up to 2016. And I don't think I'd ever felt more alone than I did in that year. And for the first time in my life, I really started to let those expectations and that pressure in. And when I was 17, when I was in London in 2012, it was my first time. No one knew who I was. Like, everyone was just so excited for me. But then all of a sudden, when you do it once, people not only expect you to do it again, they expect it to be better. So I'm going into 2016, still at 21 years old, but now instead of going to the Olympics because I love it and because I'm so excited and I am living out my dream, my fear is that I'm going to disappoint people and have a less successful Olympics, which of course I was never even thinking about during my first one. So carrying that weight is what led to so many mental health issues for me. And it was such a growth experience and it was miserable. I mean, I'm not going to paint over it in any way. It was the hardest time of my life and it was such a challenge to get through it. But now being on the other side, I'm able to look back and recognize how much I learned about myself during that process.
Well, the Olympics are a really interesting, totally unique test tube within athletics because you'll have professional athletes like Michael Jordan, let's just say, who's accomplished everything, say that winning a gold medal for the country is totally different. There's a pressure because you're wearing and representing the country and that you have an entire country's expectations on your shoulders, not just one city, not just one team. Now, add on to that, that Michael Jordan and the Dream Team or all these other professionals like in hockey or other sports or other Olympians are in their 20s or 30s. But in Olympic sports, you're talking about in your teenage years and you're just developing a lot of your emotional stability. You're just developing a lot of your personality.
Yep.
You're at the 08 Olympic trials as a 13-year-old. What do you think about like gymnasts where they have all of that pressure singularly on them and they're like 15 or 16 years old and it's about the country and the Olympics?
It's unbelievable. I mean, especially in the day and age with social media, I think it can be used for so much good. But at the same time, it is also hard because you are opening yourself up to so many more opinions, to so many more comments, you know, expectations, and you're reading things about how people are supporting you, which is wonderful, but also, you know, what they are expecting to see for you and how they can't wait for you to win, you know, six more gold medals. And so many times those things are said with the best intentions, but then you take that as, oh my gosh, my fans, the people that have been with me this whole time, they're the people I want to make the most proud of me. What if, you know, these what ifs start happening of what if I let them down? What if I don't get as many gold medals as I did last time? What if I don't make the team? And it's a terrifying thought to have. And I think any athlete can attest to if you go into one of the biggest competitions of your life, one of the biggest games of your life with any what ifs, you're setting yourself up for failure.
One of the greatest women, or one of the greatest Olympians for the U.S. swimming-wise, Missy Franklin joins us here in studio. You're also talking about water safety and the way that kids and people of all ages really can be safe around the water this summer.
Yep.
So you want to give our listeners perhaps a few tips as they go into the warm weather?
Absolutely. So like I said, I'm a part of the USA Swimming Foundation, and I have been since 2015. But now that I am retired, I get a lot more time to spend and travel and bring awareness, which is amazing. But drowning is actually the leading cause of unintentional death for children under the age of 4 and the second leading cause of unintentional death for children under the age of 14. There are 10 people that drown in our country every single day. And that statistic just blows my mind.
10 people every day.
Every day that drown.
Wow.
And swim lessons reduce your risk of drowning by 88%, which is absolutely incredible. So the big thing that we do at the foundation is we want to provide swim lessons to every child, regardless of race, gender, socioeconomic status. So we've raised $6.2 million since 2007 and reached over 7.5 million children, which has been amazing. But my biggest tips are, of course, get your children in swim lessons. It is so important. And then this summer, whenever you're around a pool, this one's especially for parents, never take your eyes off your kids when they are in the pool. Even if they've been swimming their whole lives, even if they're super comfortable, please don't be on your phone. Please don't be looking other places. If your child is in the water, your eyes need to be on them at all times.
I took swim lessons for the first time when I was, I think, 5 or 6, and we started with the empty milk jugs. So plastic milk jugs, okay, empty, and then you just have the cap on them, and they are your floaties on each hand.
I've never heard that.
Okay, so you go into the water, and so we had to bring milk jugs to swim class. But I bring this up because of that, from the age of like 5 or 6, I was never scared of the water.
Yeah.
I know a lot of adults that didn't grow up swimming will still be scared of the water because they never learned how to swim. Like, my wife's not a good swimmer, and so she's always a little leery around currents.
Absolutely.
Or deep water, what have you. But that's why swim lessons are so important, is because from a really early age, a child can have confidence that they can do what they need to do in the water.
And that's the most crucial aspect. And it's so funny you mentioned that about your wife, because that was my mom. My mom never learned how to swim, and to this day, she is still really uncomfortable around the water. And that's why I got involved in swimming, because my mom didn't want to pass that fear on to me. So we were in a mommy and me class when I was 6 months old at the local YMCA.
So that's how we created one of the great Olympians of all time?
That's your mom was like, mommy and me classes.
I just don't want my daughter to be scared of the water. 5 gold medals later.
It turned out okay.
Wow.
But that was it. I mean, she didn't want to pass that fear on to me. And of course she didn't. But truly, we think that there's no age that's too young to get in the water with your kids, get them comfortable. Again, building that confidence is so, so important.
And where can our listeners, if they want to bring their kids to swim lessons, where can they find like a database or information?
Absolutely.
Where to
so
go?
USASwimmingFoundation.org, they have a list of all of the Learn to Swim programs that are going to be in your area around you. You type in where you are, so many will pop up. There's incredible ones. Safe Splash Learn to Swim Schools and Swimtastic is a group that I'm involved in that are just phenomenal, and they're popping up everywhere. So you can go to the foundation's website and find everything you need to know there.
Are you a water park gal?
I have not. Can I even tell you the last time I was at a water park?
Okay, because I never know. Like, if you're an Olympic swimmer, you've spent your entire life in a pool, maybe you don't go and use the pool as recreation like us normal people
do. You know,
do.
To be totally honest, the only thing I remember about water parks is the wedgies that the slides give you. And for that reason, I think that's why I haven't been back.
So your mom has a fear of the water, you have a fear of wedgies.
I think that's definitely it.
5-time Olympic gold medal champion Missy Franklin joining us in studio. This was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Missy Franklin here in studio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.